501, the Warwick Finance Committee is open for business. May I have a, accept, a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on December 18th?
So moved.
I have a move in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Onto PCR 1-24. Happy New Year, everybody. Bid 2024-306 Alpha, City of Warwick, District 6, gasoline, low sulfur diesel, ultra low sulfur diesel fuel, DPW only. Good evening, Chrissy. Please identify.
Good evening. Chrissy Moretti, Public Works. Before I request, I need to make an amendment just to the vendors. There was a mistake in the bid minutes that was since corrected. Originally, I had awarded only to Dennis K. Bark. Then I thought I made an error, so I switched it to Global, who appeared to be a little bitter, but it is in fact Dennis K. Bark for all products for the Department of Public Works.
So for clarification, the recommendation that we have in our packet is the Global Montello Group and Dennis Burke. What you're requesting is to eliminate Global Montello and just keep it as Dennis Burke as the recommended.
Yes.
Thank you. May I have a PCR? Thank you. So to ensure that I'm doing this correctly, Solicitor, I'm going to continue with the questions and the conversation, and then I will ask for a movement on the PCR, and then as amended. Thank you, sir. Chrissy, continue. Thank you.
The Department of Public Works is requesting an award of $1.1 million for the purchase of diesel and unleaded fuel to Dennis K. Bark for a one-year period beginning April 10th, 2024 to April 9th, 2025.
Chrissy, what was the reasoning, if you could go in a little more detail, of why you had Global on the recommend and why you're asking to remove them?
Initially, when I received the bids, I had written a letter that was only for Dennis K. Bark. But then when I saw the bid minutes, I thought that I had made a mistake, so I revised my letter. But in fact, the unleaded for Global in the bid minutes said .02303, when it's in fact .2303. So that makes a big difference when it comes to the increment that we pay above the posted daily price, when Dennis K. Bark is only .0842.
Good move. Thank you. So those on the committee, if there are any further questions beyond those already asked? Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Chrissy, I'm looking at the bids here, and as you said, Global, at least in the document that I have, their price for unleaded is .2303. Is that actually their number, or is it something different?
That's the number that they submitted.
Okay. And with Dennis Burke has a plus .0842. Is Global's net cost to us .23, or is it .23 above today's numbers?
It's .23 So the formula is whatever the posted daily price is for the Port of Providence, and then we have to add an increment to it. So it would be plus 0.23. So it would be 23 cents instead of 8.
Okay, so they just eliminated the plus.
Correct.
Next to their number. So there's literally, what is that, 15 cents a gallon difference between the two?
Yes.
Okay. I'm good with that, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions, comments from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. Thank you. Next is bid, oh, correction, sorry. Thank you. May I have a motion on what formerly bid 2024-306 Alpha? That is now PCR 5-24 with amendment.
Move favorable action as amended.
Oh, with amendment first.
With, oh, you want the amendment first?
We have to remove global.
Recommend the amendment to PCR 5-24.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
May I have motion for PCR 5-24 as amended?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you all. Next would be bid 2024-306 Bravo. City of Warwick District 6 gasoline, low sulfur diesel, ultra low sulfur diesel fuel. This is for police. Good evening, Major.
Good evening. The police department went out to bid for gasoline. Bids were received from five vendors. The police department is recommending the bid be awarded to Dennis K. Burke of Taunton, as they were the lowest overall qualified bidder. The price would be for 1 year. The bid would be for 1 year beginning April 10th, 2024 and ending April 9th, 2025. The police department is seeking $405,000 in spending authority. If approved, funding would be drawn from police operating budget code 30-220 gasoline.
And Major, before I go on with the questions, would you please just identify?
Major Sullivan for the police department, sorry.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for members of this committee that haven't been asked already? Thank you. Are there any questions, comments for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
Major, what did you spend in this category last year or the last go round?
So it's a couple of ways to separate it. So gallons per year in 2023 was 114,000 gallons. Actually 114,456. That was a gallon amount. If you'd bear with me, I'll get you the dollar amount. It was looks like 263,427. That was beginning April 25th was our first delivery under the bid that's currently about to expire. And the last one was December 12th, the last delivery. So in that time, $263,427.
So from April to now, you spent $263,000.
Yes, that's within the bid period, for the bid that's expiring in April.
Do you have more vehicles now than you had last year?
Maybe slightly more. It doesn't necessarily mean we have more vehicles on the road in operation. So it doesn't necessarily have a direct correlation to fuel usage.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Major. Bid 2024-305, frame grates and covers. Oh, I apologize. That's true.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have come to the point where I will ask members of this committee, members of the council, and the members of the public if there's any items that they would like to speak to within the bid package. I will start with members of the committee.
Let's take up $122-23.
I'm sorry? On the bid package?
The last one.
2024-051?
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, that's what's being amended.
No worries.
Yeah.
Per request of committee member Councilman Gebhardt, 2024-051, computer hardware and related equipment. Are there any items members of the council would like to discuss? Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The 2024-305, frames, grates, and covers.
Thank you, Mr. President. That is the next item up to be discussed is bid 2024-305. Members of the council, Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. So the president took one of mine. That's okay. I would also like to have 2024-290, please, on page 7.
Thank you. 2024-290, found on page 7. So we'll go in order. It makes all the sense in the world. So next we'll start with bid 2024-305, frames, grates, and covers. Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening.
Christy, could you please identify? And
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Council President.
Thank you. The reason why I pulled this is just that we see more and more with all these hard rain, there's all these different storms and stuff like that, how important these, manholes and catch basins and grates are to clear them out and keep going and stuff like that. How many do you expect? I don't know if you have an actual number, but it's to make repairs and stuff like that. This is an ongoing expense, and I just think it needs to have a little light on it because how important it is. Because we're seeing more and more with the storms, just these regular rainstorms are just dumping so much rain. They're really overwhelming certain parts of the city. So I just want to highlight how important something like this is. So if you can just talk about the process a little bit and that this is just to make repairs and to replace them. So it's not for the entire system, but this is part of the ongoing. This comes up every year.
Correct. Usually we like to keep a half a dozen or so on hand in the yard, different sizes depending on what we might have to replace. Highway just submitted a list actually of about half a dozen that they would like to have on hand. Sometimes we do have emergencies where we need to go get, we've had some weird sizes come across. So we do have that as well, but the system is, the flush grates are the ones that mostly get clogged with leaves on top of them. But the drainage system is really what gets overwhelmed with water. So, if you've got 3 inches of rain coming down in 2 hours, it's not going to be able to handle if you have a 12-inch pipe or 18-inch pipe, all that. So that's why we have the ponding of the water. But we basically buy these on a regular basis, whether we have to install a new dry well, if we have to fix a catch basin or anything like that. Sometimes they go missing from the street.
Yeah, so it's relative, it's $15,000, but I mean it can have a major impact on the residents of Warwick, especially the people that live around there. We've seen in other cities whole apartment complexes they've mm-hmm. had to move out because of infrastructure failures and stuff like that. So I just wanted to highlight that this is like an ongoing expense, and it's good that the highway has a list and they're making this a priority, because unfortunately we're seeing this more and more with storms. So thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any questions from members of this committee?
Yeah.
Sorry. Not committee.
Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Sinapi.
Just one potentially quick one. Does this only include basically the metal components, the actual grates themselves, or the manhole covers?
Yes.
All right. Never mind then. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Latizor.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Christy, I had called you earlier today, and I was questioning why you were going with or recommending Warwick Wind Water when they were higher than CORE. And I would ask for you to just give us the reason that you had stated, which obviously to me it made a lot of sense. But you know, in this new process that we have with the bid package, which I refer to as seek and find, it makes it more difficult for the average person to perhaps find some of these things out. So could you just share that with members of the public, please?
We awarded Ferguson because they were the low bidder for the majority, if not all of the items. They're located in Canton, Massachusetts. We awarded Warwick Wind Water because they're located right here in Warwick. And we do have the 7% ordinance, and some of their items fall within that as well. But primarily we requested Wind Water because they are here in Warwick. So should we have an emergency, Corn Means located in Norwood, Mass. So we're not chasing down whatever component we need and have an open hole, or so that's why we requested Wind Water.
And that makes sense. I'd also point out that the majority of those numbers from Warwick Wind Water, thanks to an ordinance that the chairman had passed, falls within that 7%. So anyhow, I just thought it was important that members of the public know the reason why there was that they were awarded this, or being asked to award this bid, when they were actually higher. In essence, they were fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-290, paper and food products for Pilgrim Senior Center. Director Underwood, if you can identify. Councilman Latticer, after her, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Meg Underwood, Director of Senior Services.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm curious why you are recommending Delana Food when United Sales is between 60 and 62% cheaper on all of those items that you've requested a bid on. Out of the 27 items on my first sheet, United is cheaper on 17 of those items. You also indicated in your position paper, which I don't have anything here that expands on that, but you said that, however, in reaching out to Performance Food Service, we would not be able to meet their minimum orders. I don't see anything in here that speaks to their minimum orders. So my question to you is, it doesn't appear, at least in the bid documents that I have, that anything was discussed or conveyed by the vendors about any minimum requirements. So what prompted you to circle back to this vendor, or all the vendors, inquiring about a minimum order?
So the reason that we have so few bidders for the food and paper products is because we have such a hard time coming up with the minimums that they require. For instance, Gordon Food Service was a great vendor for us for years, but we cannot meet the minimums without a lot of waste. If I were to use United Paper, I would have to divide the bid into food and paper separately, and we would not be able to reach minimum bids or minimum amounts for orders for either of those individually. That's why they were eventually combined, so that we could meet those minimums. When I sat down with the kitchen manager and we went over to see if we could hit the minimums for Performance Foods, which was 20 items, and by item is a case, we would not be able to reach that without buying more than we needed and then having a lot of waste as a result when the perishable food went bad. Delana does not have a minimum, and we've been using them for a couple of years, and they've been very good to us. So that was the reason for my decision.
In your initial bid request, was there any language in that bid request that asked the vendors if there was any minimum requirements?
I don't believe there was. I think I just reached out to them individually.
When the vendors submitted their bids, in that submission, did any of those vendors specify at that time their prices were based on a minimum quantity?
They did not, Councilman.
So why are we being held to the fire when they bid with what you requested? They never indicated to you that there was any minimum requirements necessary to be able to do business with them. That doesn't make sense to me. Here it is, after the fact, the bids have been open, everyone is aware of what those numbers are, and now all of a sudden these vendors say, we need to have minimum requirements for you to be able to get these prices that we've provided. That doesn't make sense to me, why we are even entertaining that. Why is that?
It is my experience, regardless of who the vendor has been, that with food products, there is always a minimum. And perhaps you're right, perhaps we should put it in the next bid package, but that's the way it went out, and honestly, the way it's gone out for several years, and perhaps we should change it next time, but that is the reality of what I was able to find out from the different vendors.
Well, I think the city's being shortchanged, because these vendors submitted a bid, like the other vendors did. They never stipulated in that bid that, oh, by the way, you got to have 10 cases in order for us to give you this number. Now that the bids are out and they see that their numbers are relatively less than the other bidders, they say, oh, by the way, the city of Warwick, we forgot to tell you, there's a minimum requirement. That is, I've got specific words for it, but I'll say that is less than good business. And it would certainly need to be visited in a different way going forward, so that we're not blindsided by a vendor that says, we decided our price is too cheap, so we're going to hold you to a minimum standard. That's ridiculous. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions, comments from members of the council? Other questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Next is bid 2024-051, computer hardware and related equipment. This was requested by Councilman Gebhardt. Director, please identify, and then Councilman, you have the floor.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director.
Director. Director. How are you?
Very good, sir. Yourself?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was very excited to see a laptop on here for the new Warwick PAL director. What is the start date for that laptop?
I believe they've already started. We've gotten them a loaner.
to use in the meantime. There was some discussion that went around on exactly what was proper for the city to pay for and what PAL to pay for. So since this is all done off a grant, it was decided to charge to the grant. That's what the latest in getting this in front of you. So we did set them up, but we're going to get them a new one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
May I have a motion on the consent calendar?
I move favorable action on the consent calendar, PCR 1-24.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held December 18th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next is PCR 2-24, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have abatements for you in the amount of $15,272.99. With the exception of two adjustments made by the Board of Assessment Review, they're all for new personal exemptions, but I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. And I want to say I know that I'm seeing that a majority of the abatements we're getting are beneficial. The discounts that our citizens have earned, whether it be veteran, whether it be senior citizen, so I want to thank you. There's no more of the cleaning up. I know after many years of you working diligently to clean up the record, all of this, with the exception of one within the Board of Review, all of it is qualifying exemptions. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any questions from members of this committee for the director?
No, thank you.
Not for me.
No. Are there any questions from the director, from members of the council? Are there any questions for the director from members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 2-24?
Move, Mr.
Chairman.
I heard a voice.
Yes.
We have a request for the removal of the abatement number 172733. This is George Arison and Patricia Frazier in the amount of $138.40, so that Councilman Sinapi can abstain.
I thought we almost got away with it.
So if you could make that particular individual item a new PCR.
Certainly.
Make a recommendation on that first and then the balance.
So now we need to. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last comment.
If you would entertain a motion on PCR 6-24, the abatement of George Arison and Patricia Frazier in the amount of $138.40.
So just to reiterate, we're going to continue. This is still PCR 2-24. The amount will change, but we do not have to do an amendment on the amount because there are abatements. However, the PCR is for the part that Councilman Sinapi requested was withdrawn.
Yes, if we vote PCR 624 first, the balance will just get updated on the underlying resolution.
Certainly. So may I have a motion on PCR 6-24 in the amount of $138.40?
I move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. I'm just going to double check our numbers if I can have a moment, please.
So, Mr. Chairman, for just to put my math on the table,
go
PCR
ahead.
2-24, the new amount would be $15,134.59.
I concur. Thank you. May I have a motion for favorable action on PCR 2-24 in the amount of $15,134.59?
I move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you all so much. The time is now 5:30 and the Finance Committee is closed.
Public safety at 6:10.
The next meeting, committee meeting will be public safety, and that will start at 6:10. So we will see you at 6:10.
Mr. McElroy.
Good evening. It is now 6:10. The Public Safety Committee comes to order. First order of business is acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on December 18th. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The one item of business in front of us tonight is PCR 3-24 resolution relative to traffic studies. This is to authorize the traffic studies as needed during the year. Do we have any comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Comments from the public? Comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Council meeting comes to adjournment at 6:10.
The next committee to meet is the Intergovernmental, and that will start at 6:20. And that was the Public Safety Committee meeting that ended, not the council meeting.
I'm sorry. Was that me?
Six 6:20 in the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. First order of business, the acceptance of minutes from the committee held on December 4th, 2023.
Is there a motion? Move to approve.
Second.
May I have a motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
First item on the agenda is CCR.
The first item on the calendar is PCR 139-23, a resolution relative to the omnibus withdrawal of docketed items undrafted, no longer relevant, necessary, or ready for action by current sponsors. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a bookkeeping exercise, so just looking to clear that out, and any item that's being withdrawn can be redocketed at any time by any council member. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the committee? Comments or questions from the council? Comments or questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
Having a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. It is now 6:21 and the Intergovernmental Committee has adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is Public Properties, and that'll start at 6:40. So we will see you back here at 6:40.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt. Mr. Gebhardt.
The time is now 6:40. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order.
First, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 18th, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One item on the agenda, PCR 4-24, Omnibus Resolution of Congratulations and Condolences. This allows us to proceed with various resolutions of either congratulations or condolences throughout the calendar year. Any comment, members of the committee? Any comment, members of the council? Any comment, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the committee adjourns at 6:41 p.m.
Well done, good and noble sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The council meeting will start at 7 p.m. We will see you back here at 7 p.m.